From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, May 14th.
Coming up, Shasta County officials are taking new steps after allegations of abusive behavior against the county's elections chief.
Meanwhile, California's reopening Chinook salmon fishing on the Sacramento and Klamath Rivers after a three-year pause.
And NSPR is entering a new chapter with a new executive director leading the station. More on the priorities shaping the future of the station. Also, we have an extra episode of Headlines. Find the in-depth interview on the death of longtime Oasis bartender Terry Smith in our podcast feed. We hear from Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey about the investigation and why prosecutors decided not to file charges.
But first, the city of Chico is pushing back against a lawsuit over Mayor Casey Reynolds' vote on the downtown revitalization project. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports.
City lawyers are asking a Butte County judge not to force Chico to move forward with the downtown redesign, even if Reynolds is found to have had a conflict of interest. In a legal filing yesterday, the city argued that if Reynolds' vote is thrown out, the city council could simply reconsider the project without her. The lawsuit, led by former Mayor Ann Schwab, alleges Reynolds violated California's Political Reform Act by voting on the project while owning a downtown business. Reynolds was a key no vote in April when the council deadlocked 3-3. That effectively rejected a plan to reduce lanes on Broadway and Main Streets, widen sidewalks, and add protected bike lanes. Supporters say action is needed soon because a June state grant deadline is approaching. Reynolds previously declined to comment on the allegations in a statement to NSPR. A hearing is set for May 27th. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.
In big news for the station, North State Public Radio has a new executive director. Helen Barrington officially joined North State Public Radio this month after decades spent working in public media newsrooms and station leadership roles across the country. In a press release from Chico State, Barrington said her early priorities include strengthening NSPR's financial stability, continuing to provide reliable news and cultural programming, and expanding community engagement and student opportunities. Her hire comes as NSPR continues its transition back to Chico State management. And a transparency note, Chico State owns NSPR's broadcast licenses, but does not oversee the station's news production or programming. Also, no university or station executives reviewed this report before publication.
Moving to the upcoming primary election, over the next few days on Morning Edition, NSPR is airing interviews with the three candidates running to represent California's 3rd Assembly District. All are Republicans and running for a seat that has long been held by Assemblymember James Gallagher, who's now termed out. Today, we're hearing from former Marysville City Council member Dom Belza about why he says he's the right fit for the North State. He's a fourth-generation Yuba County resident and says affordability is one of his top concerns as a candidate.
Cost of living, just the cost of doing business in the North State, you know, fuel prices are through the roof. Power, electricity, utility prices are through the roof.
Belza says he believes a lot of the hardships residents face can be traced back to bad policy decisions by Democrats.
You know, how do we get into this mess? I think there has to be some accountability and Democrats taking some responsibility for the issues that we're dealing with in California.
Belza says he's willing to find common ground with those across the aisle to get his priorities through. They include water management and preventing wildfires. You can find his interview and interviews with the other candidates in the race later today at mynspr.org. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll hear from candidate Jamie Johansson.
Shasta County officials are taking new steps after allegations of abusive behavior against the county's Registrar of Voters. According to reporting from the Record Searchlight, the county has assigned two staff members to monitor interactions between Clint Curtis and election department employees. Curtis has been accused of pervasive abusive behavior toward staff in two formal reports. Reporting from Shasta Scout says the allegations include verbal threats, including threatening to punch staff members in the throat and to drag a staff member out of their office by their hair. The Record Searchlight also reports Curtis has refused a request from county supervisors to work from a separate location. Curtis denies the allegations and says he plans to press charges against the employees who filed the complaints.
For the first time in 3 years, anglers will be able to fish for Chinook salmon in the Sacramento and Klamath Rivers this summer and fall. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife says the decision follows an increase in adult Chinook returning from the ocean. The agency says salmon research, habitat restoration projects, and dam removals have helped bring the salmon back to the Klamath Basin and Central Valley.
Lastly, for more than a decade, Outpatient Records has brought pop-up record shops and live music to Chico. Creator Matthew Garcia says it's all driven by a love of music.
It is such a grounding, spiritual way to connect with people and express things that I don't know how to sometimes put to words.
Garcia says the pop-ups offer something increasingly rare in today's algorithm-driven music world, real in-person connection.
I bring out about 1,000 records, and I schlep around a mobile PA and just have DJs playing vinyl for the entire experience. It's a great way to connect with community.
The next vinyl pop-up is this Saturday at Bodega Slice Shop in Chico. More about that and his upcoming Latin Summer Music Series at mynspr.org.
And a quick note before we go. If Chico feels a little busier than usual this week, there's a reason. Families and friends are in town to celebrate Chico State's graduates. Nearly 4,000 students will cross the stage during the university's 136th commencement, which lasts through Sunday.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, May 14th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.